Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Wiest and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, we are addressing the question, can a Christian go to hell? Well, let's look at the book of 1 John to answer that. 1 John 5, 16 and 17 states, if you see a fellow believer sinning in a way that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give that person life. But there is a sin that leads to death. I am not saying that you should pray for those who commit that sin.
So, Bill, this is a believer, because you said in the verse, if you see a fellow believer sinning, who doesn't want help, basically, right? They don't want God's help. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to repent. They want to continue in their sinful lifestyle. So now they don't enter spiritual death after rejecting God one time, right?
Right, right.
I mean, this is a gradual, persistent turning away from God. This is a sin that leads to death, like the scripture says. Leads to death indicates time. There's a time period that passes.
Right.
Right? And then this is a believer becoming so deceived and hardened that they abandon their faith with their own free will. So they choose to walk away.
Right. So this cannot be talking about an unbeliever. They are already dead in their sins. Verse 17 continues with, all wicked actions are sin, but not every sin leads to death. Now we can repent and be forgiven, as 1 John 1, 9 states, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But verse 18 continues with, no one who has become part of God's family makes a practice of sinning. So that's a continual sinning.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's a good point. You know, and it goes along with what the book of James says in chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It says that temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So again, it's saying when sin is allowed to grow, or that's an indication there's time that's passing. And then verse 16 goes on, is the warning. It says, so don't be misled, my brothers and sisters. So again, he's talking to Christians.
Right, and support that. James 5, 19 and 20 says, my dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whosoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. Bring that person back from death. Now, that doesn't mean physical death.
No, because it's equating death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins.
Right.
So you got forgiveness and death tied together. Why would you need forgiveness for physical death?
Right.
It has to be spiritual death.
Right. So how will we know when a believer has abandoned their faith? Well, they hate God, they curse God, they want nothing to do with God, and they don't want to hear the truth, and they don't want to go to church. Those are some signs.
That's a good point. You know, Bill, there are also claims on the internet of Christians in hell. You know, some people who claim to be Christians have had a supernatural experience, a dream, a vision, but they are spreading false legalistic claims, such as a Christian will go to hell if they dye their hair, if they are divorced, or wear makeup, wear certain clothes, and all kinds of crazy statements.
Right.
You know, these people may have had an experience, but it is not from God, because all of those are false claims. You know, to be clear, the only sin that sends anyone to hell is the rejection of the provision for their sin, which is Jesus Christ.
Exactly. You know, so can a Christian book lead people to hell? You know, are all Christian books biblical? We have seen, no, they're not. Many are not. There is a danger in fiction books because the author's theology may be unscriptural, but may not be detected by an immature believer and also overlooked because the story is so good. So the people overlook it because the story is so intriguing.
Yeah, you know? That's a good point about fiction books.
You know, there have also been top-selling Christian books about people who have seen heaven that contradict the Bible.
Oh, I know. We know of a couple of these books, and they sound great until you get about a third or halfway through reading them. And then you discover the author embraces universalism.
Right. And again, universalism is a false teaching that claims all roads lead to heaven. Now, if someone believes all roads lead to heaven, they also call Jesus a liar, deny his deity, and they make the work of the cross and the blood of Jesus worthless. Now, this is not okay. These false teachings sow confusion and deception in those who are young in the faith. They can also lead believers down a path to eventually abandon their faith. You know, are these people saved but deceived, or are they false teachers? We do know they will have to answer to God.
Yeah, that is so true. I know, there's just because a book is in a Christian bookstore or in a Christian category doesn't mean it's sound biblically.
Right.
And can lead people astray.
Exactly. I remember reading one, and as I got the page, like, I forget, it was the middle of the book, and then they mentioned universalism, that, you know, everybody eventually makes it to heaven.
So people had a choice after they died.
Yeah. And most people were claiming that book to be, oh, isn't that a great Christian book? It's like, no, it's not.
I know. It's sad.
Deceptive.
It is deceptive. You know, and then in addition, to be fair, there are some people who claim to be Christians among the body of Christ, but they are not Christians.
Right.
And 1 John 2 makes that really plain. It says in verses 18 and 19, John is writing, and he says, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." This verse says they are not Christians, though they claim to be. They are liars.
Exactly. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2 says, "Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead." Now, this verse speaks of those wolves in sheep's clothing.
And again, it says it will turn many away. You know, will turn away. Some will turn away from the true faith.
Right. So they had to be there in the first place to turn away.
That's what it sounds like to me. You know, I encourage also, you know, everyone, all of our listeners, to read the book of 2 Peter. I mean, chapter 2 deals with the destructive doctrines and deception of false teachers. And verses 1 and 2 says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways." So again, this verse is saying, "And many will follow."
That's interesting.
You know, and the New Living Translation says, "Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality." So that's an interesting point. Sexual immorality accompanies false teaching.
That's an interesting point.
So really a safeguard to this is holy living. Holy living is a safeguard against false teaching.
Boy, that's really good. I like that. That makes that clear. You know, it's interesting that the root word of heresy means to choose. Well, these false teachers are choosing to substitute self-willed opinions for submission to the truth. These are people professing opinions independent of the truth. These people are Christians in name only, and they're actually headed for hell.
Yeah, good point. You know, before wrapping up today, I just wanted to encourage everyone listening, if you haven't heard the 45-minute version of our video teaching, Once Saved, Always Saved, What You Need to Know, which is on Bill's YouTube channel, youtube.com/BillWeesTV. Please listen to it because we go into a lot more depth on this topic. And, you know, we are living in a day where we must rightly divide God's word and compare the scriptures with every idea, philosophy, belief, news story, or social media post we hear or read.
That's right. You know, warnings about sin and deception are throughout the Bible, especially the New Testament. Over and over, Jesus warned, "Do not be deceived." Can a Christian become deceived enough to eventually reject Christ and go to hell? You decide.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.